We're hearing about how Samuel learned to hear the Lord. Obedience. Every time he heard the Lord's voice, he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am." Three times. He never said, "Oh, that old man, whatever he's, you know." Obedience. Finally, Eli got the picture himself and said, "It's the Lord talking to that boy." So then he said, "You know, next time that the Lord talks, say, 'Here I am, Lord.' Or in this case, 'Speak, Lord.' Because your servant is all ears, is listening." And from that moment on, Samuel was a prophet. You know how precious that is? Our text tells us, not permitting any word of his to be without effect. And what a treasure for the church, the people, to know what God's thinking, to get direction from God. So precious, because Samuel was a prophet. Now we're, you know, very interested in this sort of thing. We have to learn the Lord's will, not just for our own personal life, but where are things going? What's going on? What does the Lord want of us? And the gift of prophecy is the most, as Paul says, it's the most precious of the gifts. The most precious. The word of the Lord. It's the gift we should pray for ourselves and for the whole church. That there be people who know what God is saying and know what God wants and can say so. The church lives by prophecy. We have an administration, we need it. We have a wonderful sacramental system, we need it. But it all lives by prophecy, the direction of the Lord. We have a permanent prophetic function in the church. It's called the magisterium. Magisterium is not a legal dimension of the church. It's prophetic because, see, it's given to the church so that the word of God will never get totally corrupted. To protect the church. I mean, think it. How dumb we are. How pushed around by our own desires, our own ambition, sensuality, whatever. We all would like to water down the word of God at one time or another. That's what's happening, right? So where does the word of God stay? You see. That's what the magisterium is. It's so important. That the word of the gospel never be corrupted. It's that word of truth that keeps the church going for 2,000 years now. And however many more the Lord wants this world to go on. What an awful sin it is, see, to corrupt, try to corrupt that word of God. And of course that's why of all the attacks on the church, the one that Satan most concentrates on is the Word. The Word of God. The teaching of Christ. Because we live by that truth. We live by that Word, which is not a human word. And so you see how we should pray every day that prophecy be alive in the church. Now there are some who act out the truths of Christ in their life as well as in their words, like Mother Teresa, showing the church this is the way Christ cares about his brothers and sisters who are sick, who are weak, who are poor. But they're Hindus and Muslims, of course they are. They're his brothers and sisters. He cares for them. How will they ever come to know him? How will they ever come to love him unless they see his face. That's what he told Mother Teresa. I want you to care for my Muslim and Hindu brothers and sisters. Dress like them. And that's prophecy. Act it out. You see it? Word of the Lord. God's blessed us with several popes in a row who have the prophetic gift, who know the truth, who know the will of God, who proclaim it day after day. As Augustine says, you see, men love the truth when it enlightens them, but they hate it when it accuses them. That's how dumb we are. Once in a while, you may give a word of prophecy to somebody and get them out of sin, and they say, oh, thank you. Isn't that wonderful? I remember once I was preaching a retreat down in the south someplace to priests, 50, 60 priests. And the guy who was running the retreat house was an alcoholic. I mean, every day, about 10 o'clock already, he was obviously under the influence of alcohol. I'm the youngest priest there. It was that way one time, you see. I was the youngest priest there. And I said, I can't let this guy walk around like this. So I summoned up all my courage, and I said, Father John, you have an alcoholic problem. He said, thank God. Somebody broke through. He began to weep. He was so... And as soon as he could, he went away, got worked out. He's back doing fine. That was like a mini prophetic word, but there was no way I could not deliver that word for the sake of my brother. I thought, yeah, I got Monsignori and all these older priests. Why don't they go tell this guy? Finally, nobody was telling him anything, so I said, I better do it. See, prophecy is precious. Truth is precious. Do you know what would happen if we didn't have truth? So the Lord has mercy on his people. And so he raised up little Samuel, who was the fruit of his barren mother's prayer. When that happens, then you know this woman who had not conceived for years and years finally conceives a son. And she says, when this boy is born, as soon as he's old enough, I'm bringing him to the shrine. He's going to live there, and Eli will be his spiritual director, and he will grow up to serve the Lord. That's what he wants. We have little boys like that who come to Mass, you know. They know they're supposed to be priests in there. See, that's work. That's the work of God. That's the truth. So, we should treasure the truth. And as I say, you know, every once in a while, the truth is hard for any of us to take. But when the whole world starts to rebel against the truth, that's why I'm praying for the unity of the church. I mean, the church is the place of prophecy. The church is the place of truth. Paul calls it the bulwark of truth. Sometimes it takes great intellectual light and a lot of work. What's wrong? You see, why can people think, well, the idea of creation is out of date, you know. It can't be out of date. It just means that we can explain all the phenomena in this world and take control over them through the sciences. And we can. It's quite nice. So what does that mean? That I'm God? That's the way we act with embryonic research, all these things we're doing. We're not listening to God. And so you see that the prophetic word is entrusted to the church. As I say, we've had popes who were equal to it. But sometimes that word has to be pronounced with complexity. enter into the question and show. People react right away. I mean, like, they know the truth. But now their minds have to be guided to the truth. And that takes work. That's why every day the Pope gives a speech. In an interesting time, because you see, a lot of people listen. To break open this truth in such a way that people can understand it. See how important that is. When it comes to that level, breaking open the Word of God is the way. You see how important it is, this little text we have here. And how does a person understand and acquire the gift of prophecy, if you're supposed to have it? Obedience. Obedience.